Today is Tuesday, July 16th. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died July 8th at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service will be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died last Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow at Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Christ Lutheran Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is serving the family of Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia, died July 8th. A funeral mass will be held today at 3 at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Cazenovia. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden at Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilba Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family of Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Frederick W. Fritz Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore, died Friday at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new Park Pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval.